Cause no matter how far away you roam.
Time for another edition of Right at Home.
I wasn't sure if that was for ours.
That's for you, man. Right at Home, brought home to you by University of Iowa Community Credit Union, your community, your credit union.
And Bing Crosby,
and
apparently.
Perry Como.
Perry Como.
Perry Como.
Yes. Right, sorry. That's the White Christmas guy.
Yeah. Perry Como's now.
No, not Perry Como. The Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he produce like Hogan's Heroes too?
It was his, group that did that. So, which is shown on German TV. Go figure that.
In German? I was like, wait, is it English with subtitles?
No, it's German.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's All Right at Home, man, with joined by local realtor, bon vivant, man about town, Matt Cargiolotti.
Good morning.
Good morning. And obviously Christmas music aficionado.
It turns into a mantra, right? Like we all kind of have to start marching to that same beat around this time of year until the end of it. So.
That's right. How about selling your home for the holidays?
It doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
But and this certainly isn't a unique year for that, but yeah, no, we actually have closings scheduled right after Christmas Eve right now.
Really?
Yeah, and then well into February as well for other transactions. But and I think the lack of snow actually has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
I think the weather has a lot to do with that. I think that some impending insecurity for interest rates climbing. I mean, they're talking about potentially still a 1-point hike by the time we get to this point next year. So. This is a really active winter. This is it's the busiest and most productive year we've ever had. So, which is also strange because it's been an anomalous, odd, inconsistent year, but.
Yeah. Cause for a while there was like really, of course, now that's, is it unique to our market here or is it nationwide or?
No, I mean, I would say at least regionally, I always think it's important to point out, you know, we're in kind of an insular environment, right?
Right.
I mean, we're still obviously the actions of our market is informed by, you know, several outside features, right? Like interest rates, lending programs, regulations, actually taxes actually have a lot to do with it. Especially when you get to, some of the small business stuff and really how does that affect commercial real estate? And it affects it pretty, pretty dramatically. Hmm. You'll see huge changes in real estate climate that equal in some points and almost and many also rival the residential real estate as a whole for the state just based on economic climate or what's perceived economic climate, I would actually say, from the commercial side of real estate. So no, that's actually, I would say, a much more sensitive market than residential is.
What is there anything that's pending or have you heard of anything that's pending with as far as proposals in the legislature that's going to affect anything with real estate in the coming year, or is that?
There's a few pieces. There's actually Realtors Political Action Group, that which is RPAC.
Mm-hmm.
They do some lobbying on behalf of a few different bills. Right now, there's nothing really huge. I would say the biggest thing is to making sure that our FIP, which is not necessarily just for the state of Iowa, this is nationally, and this is really important nationally as a country. I do think we should be concerned about it. Which
FIP,
which is our flood insurance program.
Oh.
And so that, and granted, I mean, I do think it needs to be reevaluated. And I'm not even sure if it's so much as a reevaluated or maybe like brought up to date. It's an older program that, you know, is drastically underfunded for the properties that it insures. So when we end up with large national calamity, gigantic disaster, right, where the city of Houston goes underwater, or all of Florida just, you know, went underwater for a little bit and which parts didn't blow away. I mean, these sort of things, they have a huge effect on us. It has a huge effect on what that FIP program is. And so, number one is making sure that, you know, those properties should even qualify for it to begin with. Because that federal program is, you know, it's incredible. I mean, it actually makes living affordable for a lot of the country where they normally they wouldn't be able to. So if they're in that flood hazard plain and they do qualify for FIP, then suddenly this community, you know, not this particular community, not our community, but, you know, a community is now economically viable again. However, you know, what happens if something happens, right? What happens if, you know, the Skunk River flows from, you know, downtown Grinnell, right, all the way to Kellogg? Well, then we're in a pretty big pickle. Making sure that FIP is available is a huge part for most of the country. Iowa doesn't have too much that really qualifies for it to begin with. First, it has to have like a kind of a FEMA survey where they come out and with a surveying company, and based on whatever they've already found for their existing data and updating where the flood hazard zones truly are, and then that community actually has to apply to be within that FIP, that program. So, but and I know Montezuma has actually applied. I'm not sure if that ever went through or not, but for Lake Ponderosa had some flood hazard zones that were pretty major concern a couple of years ago. I haven't heard a lot of talk of it. I should have asked Larry before he stepped out, actually. But but that community can apply for it and potentially get that FIP to be able to make sure that, hey, in case something does happen, you know, we don't, you know, not just the businesses and not just the houses, but our town is still here. It isn't just a giant disaster with no, you know, with no way of recovery. It's something that, you know, we can have, you know, be able to make confident choices on. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but
it does. No, it does. Which brings up another point here. This would be a good time of year, end of the year, heading into a new year, to review homeowners' coverage. Because just recently, I mean, Tennessee the other day had earthquake.
Right.
Tremors in Tennessee, and they're saying, you know, the Midwest is due for a big one. And
what was the last big one they had with the Mississippi reversed flow or something?
Yeah, it actually reversed the flow of the Mississippi River, but that was back in the 1800s.
Right.
But you never know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
What is it? The sand something. There's a fault here. The new something fault that runs through the Midwest,
right.
Especially Missouri.
New Madrid, I think.
New Madrid, New Madrid that runs through Missouri, and we could be affected by that.
Of course.
Do we carry earthquake insurance?
I don't believe so. I've never heard of anybody carrying it here. I don't necessarily think that there's probably a major need for it here, and I'm. Certainly. There's an earthquake tomorrow, folks. You didn't buy insurance? Not my fault. Just saying. But
you hexed us there, man.
I think I'm safe, but we'll see. No.
When that big one hits.
Yeah, I know, right? But no. Making sure that you're adequately insured for what you have where you live is super important. So for a real estate transaction, where we are, it's actually pretty common to do, you know, there has to be a flood survey,
right,
which actually comes through. Most of the lenders will actually hire it to make sure. And what that is it actually just looks at basically existing docks to make sure that, hey, yeah, I know this house is not in a flood hazard zone. On a real estate contract, there's actually even a spot to check that. Is this property in a floodplain? Well, technically, the entire world's in a floodplain. But, I mean, it's
happened once.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. Right, no, but I mean, and so it's really a matter of making sure that isn't it a flood hazard zone, and that's really the kind of the key terms to look. And you can actually go online. You can go to the local GIS, you know, the like PowerSheet assessor, online and look and click on the FEMA map, and it'll show you all the flood hazard zones.
Yeah.
For the county, which is awesome. And so I know like. Different counties have different setups for it. I know for PowerSheet, for Jasper, Mahaska, you can actually do it all through Beacon, which is great. And then there's a couple of other independent servers that do it as well. But
now, I don't think my neighborhood is a floodplain.
Grinnell is one of the highest
places
in...
That being said now, my neighbor across the back fence,
right,
when we get a lot of rain...
Sure.
They have a swimming pool in their backyard.
Right. That would be a grading issue and not a floodplain.
Okay.
Okay. So that's like water that's accumulating at the top of something and then working its way down.
Yeah.
Not water that's accumulating at the bottom and working its way up.
Okay.
Right.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's exactly. So, well, right back to what you were saying about insurance, Tim. So one of the problems that comes up routinely with houses in hurricane areas is, you know, hey, you know, my house was really damaged and I'm making my claim. Well, did you have flood insurance? Well, no, but the hurricane did it. I mean, look what it did to my house. Did the water come from the roof or did the water come from the floor? And so they make this like distinction of like what a technical definition of a flood is and what floods. Now, was the water outside of the house or did it come in through the ground? Is it subterranean or is it overland flooding?
Or did their pipes back up?
Right. That's another one too.
Yes.
And
we learned that lesson.
Yes. Painfully. No, 2013 was a very, very challenging year in real estate. I do remember. That's something seriously to think about, folks. I mean, at any point, if you're ever doing like, oh no, we have a collapsed sewer line, put a backflow valve in, just do it. I mean, it's not that much more money. You're talking about, you know, hundreds of dollars and not thousands of dollars. And if that new sewer line is going to be going in anyway, great. That way, if something happens, you know, if the sanitary sewer is overwhelmed and it begins to actually, you know, start a backup, at least it stops. It stops at your house, right? I mean, that backflow valve will keep that from happening. And houses that are on like a sewage elevator, and so, you know, like let's say the basement's deeper than the sewer line is, and they have to have a pump to pump it up and out. I mean, they're also immune from that, which is also really nice. There's not a lot of great features about having a house that's set up like that, but that's one of them. And making sure that your insurance covers it. So a lot of insurance doesn't actually cover groundwater intrusion. And I was very fortunate when my house actually had some coverage for it. It did, which was awesome. But I also know that a lot of companies that were insuring properties in and around Grinnell during that 2013 flood, actually there was no insurance for that groundwater intrusion or that the sewer backup. There was, but not the groundwater intrusion. So right. Did the water come out of the drain or did the water come in from the walls? Did it come up from the floor? How did it get there? A lot of hows in insurance. So making sure that you have the right what for it is important.
There you go. You're right at home with Matt Carr Gelati. Do we have numbers?
No.
To crunch?
No. I can sing a song.
No, we'll just take a break. We'll come back and you can sing.
I don't want to sing.
When we return, this is Right at Home, brought to you by University of Iowa Community Credit Union. Your community, your credit union.
University of Iowa Community Credit Union is the number one mortgage lender in Iowa. That's because they offer low rates, no 1% origination fee, and 100% financing. For residents living in Grinnell and the surrounding areas, they also have a local mortgage expert right in Grinnell. Aaron Black has 17 years of mortgage experience and is ready to serve you from their office at 705 6th Avenue in downtown Grinnell. Contact Aaron at 236-1801 or online at uiccumortgage.com to get started with your purchase and refinance mortgage loan. UICCU is an equal housing lender.
Back on Right at Home with Matt Carr Gelati.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, no worries. I always like to throw that at you just before you come back.
Light me on fire before you put the microphone on, yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good. You're not going to do a song for us, huh?
I can. Which one do you want?
I don't care.
All right, I don't really either.
Harkening back to your Lounge Lizard days.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. So, holidays.
Well, I hear Friday night's the loneliest night of the week.
I thought one was the loneliest number.
Ah.
That you'll ever do.
God, this is going to be like the worst version of Name That Tune ever. It was, oh, not that song.
Oh, no. Yeah, we got one more show before the holidays.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
The holidays, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm actually also really looking forward to our end of year, like, full show on numbers. And I would really, really like to kind of get the Iowa Association of Realtors president in to kind of talk a little bit about what they find for state numbers. They tend to be a little slow on their digestion of them, and I think the last time that we did that, we ended up with like an April
like
eval.
March, April, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And so I'm going to see if I can actually see if I can get somebody from a national corp in, and maybe like Remax or Zillow or Realtor or something like that. Because there's a couple of I met a couple of the economists for these big companies at conferences, and so one of them I kind of angered a little bit, but that's fine. Well, I mean,
yeah. If you don't anger your friends, who are you anger?
I mean, you have to ask the questions, right?
That's right.
That's part of it. This pragmatism is what people pay for when they get a real estate agent. I mean, it is true. And it's like, you know, you have to carefully, digest, understand, and you need to ask questions, because if they're unanswered, then that unanswered question's a liability for your client. So, yeah. Anyway, but so no, I'm looking forward to kind of doing a year wrap up. I think that'll be kind of interesting. And quite frankly, we've been doing this now since 2015.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. It's just, what?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah. It's been over 3 years, actually, Tim. And
and we still haven't gotten the best of.
We'll get there one day. Well, we might have a close to.
This one might be it. As close to best of as you're going to get show.
But no, I think it'd be kind of nice too to kind of show some also longer time durations and quantitative analysis of seeing really what kind of shape the market's been since we've been monitoring and how we've been monitoring. So.
Well, just off the top of my head, I almost kind of see the graph in my head of how it's changed in over those past 3 years, because I know we had started off, it was right on the edge of that end of that bubble, and then came in.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting. We've seen a decline, and then this year was a little bit more of a.
This year was a odd volatile year.
Yeah. We had early highs and late lows.
I mean, I know it's my personal biggest year ever. Last year I think I personally sold 11.7 million, and I'm about 18 million right now.
Wow!
And last year was the most in the history of the county, and I beat it again. So I mean, and I actually worked less this year, which is strange. So
see, you're working smarter, not harder.
I don't know about that. But no, I mean, those sales. I mean, they certainly translate. And quite frankly, two real estate companies opened in Grinnell this year, in addition to what we already have. So, I mean,
how many shut down?
None.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. So.
Right. But I mean, that's a canary in the cage by itself, right? It's a canary in the coal mine. Just, I mean, stating like, well, there's obviously a need, and so you know. Business is taking this spot to fill it. So no, and I wish them all the best of luck too. Good people running all those offices. So
all right. So we'll look at some numbers and other things coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
I think so.
Wrap up the year and look into the future. Maybe do a little prognosticating.
We could get the what's that little instrument they call
the Ouija?
The
Ouija board.
No, that noise making machine that they did for like Star Trek.
The tricorder.
No, the weird like the. You know what I'm talking about? They had that little, I forgot what it's called.
Oh, you're talking about the...
It's an instrument.
The theremin.
Theremin. I knew you would know it. You probably have one, don't you?
No, I wish I did, though.
Does Alex have one?
No. He could probably build me one, though, knowing him. But the theremin, those are great things to have.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't unhear it. And
there you go.
I would say thank you, but I kind of want to apologize at the same time.
And you know what? Maybe we can ask the amazing Kreskin when I interview him here.
Are you seriously going to?
Yes.
Is he coming in here?
No, I'm going to have to do it on the phone, but
he's already going to know what's going to happen.
It's no surprises for him, but it'll be fun for me. I just want to find out how you get the name amazing on the front of that. That's something. So anyway, all right, so that'll do it for this edition of Right at Home, brought home to you by University of Iowa Community Credit Union, your community, your credit union. For the amazing Matt Cargelotti, I'm Tim Dill for 1410 KGRN. Home sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. For the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
It's Friday, December 14th, just under 2 weeks before Christmas. China's gift of 1.1 million tons of soybean purchases this week is okay, but the market was expecting more. Maybe 10 times more.